Thursday, July the 30th, and this is Tim Pitchell back with a procrastination boo. We're still talking about situation. We've been talking about personality and talking now about situation and procrastination. And we talked about matching skills to challenge, but I want to talk about a more mundane aspect of the situation today, and that's distractions. I mean, it sounds so simple, but it's such a profound and profoundly important thing in terms of managing our self-regulation is not to have the distractions. Earlier, I said that, you know, all human behavior can be considered this interaction between person and situation. So in terms of distractions, this is particularly important for people who are rather impulsive. If you're impulsive and there are distractions, your ability to self-regulate is going to be seriously undermined. But it's true for anyone. I mean, you don't have to be exceptionally impulsive to get distracted when things are available to distract you. And so I'm going to speak mainly of academic procrastination or workplace procrastination, particularly people who work at a computer. And I talked a little bit about this before when I answered Fleur's questions about staying put while writing an essay at the computer, but it deserves some more attention because it's something that we can really do something about. It's something that makes a big difference in our work habits and our self-regulation, and it's something we don't do it often enough. In fact, we have to combine this notion of distractions and managing them with implementation intentions. So we have a goal intention to work on our essay or work on the assignment. And part of that implementation intention for that goal has to be in situation X, when I get to my desk, I'll do behavior Y, which will be I will shut off email, I will shut off MSN, I will log out of Facebook and Audioboo and all these other things that are only a click away. So you really do have to isolate yourself to some extent. And in doing this and minimizing the distractions, you're going to enhance your ability to self-regulate. Now, of course, this can lead to this second-order procrastination because it's easy to procrastinate even doing that. But that if you can get that done, if you can just get started on that part, you're less likely to become distracted and be taken away from your task. So a simple thing, but many of the most important things in life are tremendously simple, just not that easy to do, which is to manage your distractions. It's nothing new in that respect. Even long before there were lots of technologies to distract us, there were other things that we could get distracted with, whether it even be a magazine laying nearby. And you think, oh, I'm just going to leaf through that for a second. And for some people, and particularly with people with attention deficit disorder or anything that is impulsivity as a personal liability, they really have to have a clean environment. And I mean empty, a desk with just the stuff that you need to work on so that you can't get distracted and you'll stay on task more likely. Well, that's the audio boo for today from Professor Procrastination, Tim Pitchell. And if you want to know more, just certainly check out procrastination.ca. And if you like to read as well as listen, you can check out the Psychology Today blogs. I'll talk to you tomorrow.